Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of a creator. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. We bring to you another profound broadcast and discussion. For your listening and your enjoyment, your spiritual enjoyment, your spiritual blessings that you will see. Your spiritual nourishment. We bring this discussion to you, not just for our participation, but for your participation. We want to hear from you and your concerns and how you think things are in this world that we're living in, why, and what you feel like should be done. We want to hear from you, too. So this is not just our show, it's your show. But sit back now, relax, and the moment we want to hear Imam Shahid Shabazz, as I bring to him, to you a summary of his discussion for today, and then present him to you. The discussion for today is human life is becoming extinct. Allah made human life sacred. Allah created the human being for his rights and goodness. Human life is spiritual life, and just as we have to eat food to sustain and maintain our physical life, we have to have truth to maintain our spiritual life. Allah, the Creator, says his final revelation, the Quran, that he tests the human will with good and evil. Which of us will be best in conduct? Allah said that he will judge us by our intentions and our actions. This world has become a world of nothing but evil, as we can see. It's showing every day that this world has become a world of nothing but evil, wickedness, worse than ever. And evil doesn't just go away on its own. The world people won't get any better if we as a people don't realize that all the good there is this world comes from Allah, and that all the bad comes from the human being's own actions. Allah can purify the human being, and we must be purified before we can connect with Allah. The evils of this world can be destroyed through the power of Allah, and the power of Allah works through the human soul and the human mind. The power of Allah works through the human soul and the human mind to change the world, and people must take personal responsibility for their own actions. And people, Allah intends for the human beings to have good in this world and the good in the hereafter life. But we can't change the evil in the world and the evil in our life until we understand that we as humans have no power. Allah has all power. So we as human, as a human race, must seek to understand our Creator's plan for our life. We must do this soon. And we must do this sincerely. Evil is against the human's true nature. This is why when people forget their creator, they fall to the lowest of the low in moral corruption. We the people have to change this evil world one at a time in togetherness. The victory over this world of evil belongs to Allah. He will see us through. Thank you, people. As you can see, this is a powerful discussion. Discussing again what's happening to the world. Why it's in the condition that it's in. As we can see, the finger of suspicion, as they say, points to you, people, us. It's going back to us, saying you are the rain. And now, without any further ado, I will give to you Imam Shahid Shabbat. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Thank you, our brother. We have you now on the call, and we are ready for that powerful message that you have for us today.
Inshallah, be the will of Almighty Allah, and mashallah, as Allah pleases, I hope He used me just like He used the sun, moon, and stars, just as a vessel to relay His message to you all, because I'm just instrument of Allah. And everything created is a gift to us from Allah, and it's a trust by Allah. And we have to give an accountability on the day of judgment of how we use that trust. With that said, we'll open with the Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Quran, and the beginning of our life and the ending of our real life. Our Fatiha got the beginning and the ending of our life, and it has in it that the ayat itself, it has being the human being need to get through this world of evil and wickedness. Just don't. I was looking at the Quran the day before I say that Fatiha, and it say the meaning of the glorious Quran. Lots of Muslims can read the Quran in Arabic or otherwise. It don't matter what language. It's still going to be all truth because Allah protected the Quran. And no matter what language you transfer to or translate it in, it's still going to remain al-haq, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. With that said, we'll say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace. Those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Ameen. All right. With that said, we want to go right into the talk, and it's coming directly from the Quran. All what I say come from the Quran, but it's just relayed through me as a human being, a vessel. Allah says, and this is in accord with the topic, Allah, our Creator, say that we will never, as people, obtain His righteousness unless we give freely of the things that we love. And He's saying that same, yet whatever we give of a truth, be sure He know it. Now, what are they talking about? See, this is giving you the meaning of the Quran. I quoted the ayat, but what is Allah saying? What is the meaning? What is the understanding behind what I just quoted from the Quran? This is what it really means, people. It's simple. It means that if you want to serve Allah, you got to always give freely of yourself, of the material things that Allah lets you loan, because they ain't yours. You didn't bring them here with you, and you certainly ain't taking nothing with you when you die. It's going to be left right back here until Allah destroys this whole universe. But you're certainly not taking anything with you. It's not yours. We own nothing. But Allah say, unless you give freely, willingly of that which you love, you will never obtain His righteousness. Why? Because Allah, first of all, He loves, He is love. And Allah say, we are not, as human beings, true believers in Him until we want the good for ourselves and want that same good for other people. And don't just want the good for other people, but actually do good by other people. You know, good is an action word. You know why? Because if you take one O out of good, you got God or Allah. And Allah is actions of goodness and righteousness is working always eternally. Beyond the sphere of this part of his creation, his actions are still working. He's still creating worlds and worlds that we know nothing about. So I said that because it's very, very important to understand that when we do good, then we're making our contribution as an individual to better the whole world. It's just like Allah say, if you are instrumental in helping one soul to turn back to Allah, the remembrance of Almighty Allah, he says as if though you've got the whole world. So we, as Muslims in particular, and especially during this greatest month of all, Ramadan, the most blessed month of all, better than 1,000 months, we talk a lot of talk as Muslims, most Muslims, but they don't really actually practice or live by the talk, the righteous talk they talk. And they try to impress each other. They try to impress each other. This, I'm going to get to other people, but I'm talking to you Muslims now direct. So if you give anybody something and you say you're a believer in Allah and this Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, you're supposed to give them that which you would want yourself. You ain't supposed to give them something that you wouldn't want yourself. You ain't supposed to give them the clothes that you done wore out and you don't want. Why do you want them to look like that? You were looking good when you had those clothes and they was new. Now you ready to give them to somebody and they're all wore out, and that's not a true believer. You give a true believer what they need, and Allah says you're not doing them a favor, because Allah says our first obligation is to love him and show our love by worshiping and serving humanity. That's the love of Allah. You can't love Allah who you can't see, and you see me, and I'm your human brother or sister, and you don't show me no love. You ain't doing nothing but perpetrating a fraud. So I'm putting it out there for you today. You can like it, you can dislike it. But if you dislike it, take it up with Allah, because you're going to deal with Allah anyway. And Allah says about those that... I'll read it out of the Quran. Bear with me. I'm taking my time. I'm not going to rush. I'm letting Allah use me like we all should. This is in the Holy Quran. We seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan so that there will be no distractions as we read the words of Almighty Allah in the pure book of Revelation. Pure. No evil can approach the Quran from before, behind, or from the sides. Can't approach the Quran in no way. And the truth in the Quran hits falsehood in the brains and knocks its brains out. Allah said here in the Quran, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, high above our petty, short-lived lives. He say he enlightens our souls with means that reach our inmost spiritual being. Allah say universal is his light, so pure and so intense that grosser beings need a veil to take the rays of his light. He say his elect or sincere servants are absorbed in prayer to him and praise to him all the time, and they are always working to please him by doing deeds of showing deeds of love. He said, unlike the children of darkness struggling in depths of profound vanities, false. He said, all nature sings to his glory. All nature glorifies Allah, sings his glory. And Allah say, people are a fraud and hypocrisy are but rebels. They rebel against the will of Allah. Okay, we'll move on from here. Again, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of Allah's light is as if there were a niche and within it a lamp. The lamp enclosed in glass. The glass, as it were, a brilliant star lit from a blessed tree, an olive neither of the east nor of the west, whose oil is well near luminousness, though fire scarce touch it, light upon light. Allah, though God, whom Allah will to his light, Allah, though set forth parables for people, and Allah, though know all things. Lit is such a light in houses which Allah have permitted to be raised to honor for the celebration of Allah's praises in them. In them houses, homes, Allah's attributes are glorified in the morning and in the evenings, again and again, by people whom neither traffic in this world or merchandise can divert from the remembrance of Allah, nor from the remembrance of regular prayer, nor from the remembrance of the practice of regular charity. Their only fear is for the day when hearts and eyes will be transformed in a world completely new, that Allah may reward them according to the best of their deeds and add even more for them out of his grace. For Allah do provide for those whom Allah will without measure. We'll stop right there and let the co-host may have something to say. We're going to just take it slow like this today.
Assalamu alaikum, yes. I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sun, the broadcast of Imam Shahid Sabah, the reality of the Creator. It seems as though the own light has gone off. However, Imam Shahid, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
So I guess this thing being aired, the own light has gone off here. I heard a little count. I don't know why they were counting. Unless they're checking something, because we certainly haven't used our time. As long as we're on the air, you can hear me. We will go on. Yes, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, which is brought to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock. From 12 o'clock until 1:15, we own the air for you, and we invite you to join us. Join us. Push that number one button, come on the air, and let us bring you likewise. And now we do have a listener. I'll see if we can bring him up, who's been here for a while. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa'alaikum as-salam. Welcome to the live of the country.
Alhamdulillah, brother. Can you hear me? Could you tell us your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Sheikh Walter. I'm calling from Inglewood, California.
Welcome to have you, our brother from LA, California. Thank you for coming on.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to listen to the knowledge that you and the sister is bringing forth into this dunya, into this, not only this dunya, but into this country that really needs it, especially during these turbulent times that we're going through, which has been prophesied by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we will be going through these times. And for brothers like you and sisters like the sister that is hosting the show, This is what we need to get Muslims as well as non-Muslims through these turbulent times. Because every time I listen, it brings ease to knowing that people in this world are contributing like how you are contributing towards this deen. And that being said, as I was listening, it's funny at times how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings situations together. The topic you were talking about, I was listening to certain lectures early this week about that same topic. you said that another Muslim shouldn't give another Muslim something that's used, right? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you are cooking a meal, consider your neighbor. Muslim or non-Muslim, consider your neighbor as you prepare that meal. Add water just in case you take extra food. Add water to the soup just in case you take extra food to your neighbor. Add extra meat to the soup. Always consider your neighbor. Always consider your brother. This is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. If you buy something as a Muslim, if you go to the store and buy a shirt for your neighbor. You can estimate his size. You can estimate, buy a shirt. This is how we get blessed. You know, we don't give other people used clothes, tattered clothes, things we won't wear. You always give them things that you would wear. You know, this is part of the deen. This is part of our deen. This is how we need to travel through this world with these type of intentions, because everything starts with niyyah, the intentions, right? And where does the intention start? From the heart, the heart.
That's right.
Right? And if your calm is pure, if your heart is pure, this is going to be your mindset. This is how you're going to think. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open your mind to think like that. You see? So, and we also have to remember everything we do has to be peaceable to Allah. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's correct.
Not to please ourselves. Not to please another man. No.
That's right.
It's to please Him. You know? That makes a lot of things easier. That makes this material stuff, it wouldn't matter, right? It's easier to give away, right?
Yes.
Once you know that we're pleasing our Lord, once you know that our Lord is being pleased. So this is what we always have to continually do, figure out how to please our Lord. Because at the end of the day, that's who we have to answer to. At the day, on the day of Yom Kiyama, Kiyam, means to stand, right? On that day, some scholars say you'll be standing for equivalent to us in this dunya time, 50,000 years. Right? So on that day, we have to be mindful that that's the ultimate goal, to please our Lord. And then I'll just give someone else a chance to speak, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I tell you what, I was enjoying your speaking so much, I could have let you go on for a little bit longer. It was so beautiful, so explicit, and so clear. You know, that's what I love about the Quran. I'm 61, and in 61 years, I've never read a book, and I've read all the Bibles they got. I'm a reader. I love to read, not just books, but I love to read the signs of Allah in the creation, in the heavens and the earth, and in myself.
Mm.
There are signs in the heavens and the earth and in our own being that will guide us to Allah. But the key, me and the lady were saying yesterday, why people don't want to accept the will of Allah and live a righteous life, they don't want to change. Most people have fell in love with the false pleasure of this world.
Mm.
You know, and there is some pleasure to be gained out of this world, But we have to understand that it's not real pleasure. The real pleasure is the good pleasure, as the brother said, of Allah, and that pleasure, the pleasure of Allah, lasts forever. Even if you're married lawfully in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, before you come together with your wife intimately in sexual intercourse, he say, do some good for your soul before you do that. And then he goes along, right along with that, and say, do not let your lust become your gods. And this is what we see most Muslims and most people have done. They have allowed the lust of this evil world to become their gods. You can go among thousands of Muslims, millions of them, and you can hear them talking about everything except what the brother from California just said, preparing for Jannah, because that's real and it's coming soon, Allah said in the Quran, over and over again. And especially you should be able to understand clearer than you ever have during this month, during any other month, because Allah say this month, Ramadan, is better than 1,000 months about our so-called time.
No.
But that's a long time for us. But Allah just letting you know time don't exist with him. Allah have no beginning. He have no beginning, starting point, and no ending. Allah always have been, and he always will be. And this is what we should understand. And we should understand that what the brother said, I learned that years ago. But, and it's really so, it's common sense. But one brother in D.C. said to me about 4 years ago, he wasn't a Muslim, we was communicating, he said, common sense ain't so common no more. Oh, man. I mean, it blew my mind, you know. I say, wow, that is so true. What is common sense? It means the sense that Allah put in all of us that we all have in common. And what sense is that? It's good sense. It's good sense. That's what it is.
Nah.
Most people don't have good sense, brother, beginning with the Muslim. And you have to admit that you're wrong before you're going to be able to submit to the will of Allah. You have to repent. You have to have a repentant heart. Allah say no one will make it to his kingdom or get closer to him unless they have a repentant heart. He says in the Quran, the beautiful Quran, he says, strive as though we're in a race towards all that's good. He also says, strive and as though you're in a race in repentance. That means stay in repentance, because we are sinning all the time. The best of us is sinning all the time. We don't even know it, because Allah knows the seen and the unseen. We don't know. Most of us just know the sins that we are conscious of. But what about all the sins we're not conscious of we commit every day? You see, and only Allah can forgive sins. You have people, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and other religion today, they worshiping their leaders. You got people today saying they God. You got women calling themselves goddess. You've had people saying they were the black man, the white man. When he brought us here from Africa, he made us God over him. He gave us a Bible that he wrote. Everything in it that was associated with divinity, God, or angels, or prophets, or messengers, was white. So he made himself a false god, and them black people done made them a false god. So which God going to be able to help us? Neither one. Because neither one exists. The real God is Allah, and Allah is unseen. But he's eternal. But yet, at the same time, he's unseen. He is seen by those who worship him. Let me read this from the Quran. This is beautiful. Just one moment, please. Bear with me, please. It says here in the Quran, it says, there is unity in Allah's revelation. and guidance comes from Allah alone. You hear that? Alone. Allah says, so turn to him only. Don't turn to other people. No imam, no sheikh. No, uh-uh. Allah says, turn to him alone. Allah says, for all else is false. Meaning your imam, your preacher, your leader, they're false. They don't even exist. Allah is the only reality. Allah says, his mercy is all-embracing. Allah says, despair not of his mercy. Allah says, seek his mercy before it come too late. Allah says, for at judgment and justice, on the day of judgment and justice, it will come and it will come for certain. Because the way that you know that a person really believes in Allah, no matter what they call themselves, Muslim, Christian, Jew, or whatever, is this. They don't fear dying. Most Muslims and people don't even want to talk about death. You start talking about death, they frown and change the subject. But let me share this with you all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, the smartest person is the one that remembers death the most, and the wisest person is the one who is best always prepared for death. If you don't prepare for death, that means you ain't preparing to meet Allah. Allah ain't, this ain't Allah's world. So you got to prepare for work. And how do you prepare for death? How do you, and Jenna, you prepare by works of goodness and righteousness, serving Allah and his creatures. And like you said, brother, you have to do it in sincerity, knowing that you ain't helping nobody, doing them no favor, but that you're doing your duty from your Lord to your brother that he's put on you as obligation. I give unconsciously. For 40-some years of being a mu'min, not just a Muslim, but a mu'min, a true Muslim believer, I give unconsciously. I've given so much, I ain't going to mention, but I can tell you this, it's been up in the thousands. You understand? But more than the financial or material things I sell, I give as much as I sell. The most greatest gift that Allah has blessed me to give freely to people, and I love doing it, it ain't nothing like it, is walking the streets from Buffalo, New York to Miami, Florida, all up and down the Northeast Coast, doing da'wah, going tabligh and going out in the community, calling the people to all that's good, and forbidding the people from all that's haram or wrong. And you don't even have to do that by even saying the words of the Quran. Live the words of the Quran, and Allah draw the people to you. He'll draw them to you because you're drawing them to him. See, that's the thing we as Muslims don't understand. If we look back at the generation of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see that they were always doing da'wah. They went to sleep with da'wah on their mind. Allah blessed them. They woke up. When Allah woke them up, they woke up with da'wah on their mind. They went to sleep wondering, what good they're going to do for the next day. And they actually did the good. That's why we have Islam today. That's why we have a world today. The world had actually came to an end during the life of Prophet Muhammad 1,400 years ago. It had came to an end. It was called Jahiliyyah, or the age of spiritual darkness. It would, people all over the world was into idolatry, paganism, worshiping idols. The Kaaba itself, the Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ishmael, both prophets, built for the worship of all people, had an idol in there that pagan Arabs were worshiping for every day. So Allah said the richest person in the world is not the one with all the material riches. Allah say the richest person in the world is the one he blesses with spiritual riches. And the good of Allah, as we mentioned, is not only good in the afterlife. The good here in this world is the goodness of Allah. It ain't in the material thing, and it ain't in people. We as people, we're not good. And what am I saying? I'm saying what is the truth. We are not good, and we're no good. In this world, it's nothing in this world is any good. Okay, Allah is the only reality. This is what I'm trying to get across to you. Allah is real, and Allah is spiritual, and Allah says you don't have true faith in him until you have the type of fear, like as if though you're seeing Allah all the time, walking right there with you, watching everything you do. And when you're talking, he hearing every word you're saying because he is. So he know. So until you have this type of consciousness, it's really taqwa, because just saying I have iman, faith, is not enough, Allah say. He say faith is a matter of accepting his will, which is the Quran, and striving in his cause. We read this here, brother, and I would like for you to come on again if no one else wanted to come on. It says, to Allah is due sincere devotion, and to Allah alone. There is none like unto Allah. All nature obeys Allah, Allah's laws. And us as humans, our own growth and spiritual life proclaim Allah Lord and Cherisher. How can we blaspheme it? That is, say things against our Creator's will. We must serve Allah, the one, the true, with sincere devotion, and follow his divine moral law in its highest spiritual meaning, or else the laws is our own. All nature proclaimed aloud Allah's grace and loving kindness. Ameen.
Ameen.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabab, The Elite of Creator, and it's brought to you every Sunday morning at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I see here that I don't know what happened to my power today. I'm losing power.